So you're Jeff Tomlinson Jr. from Carlville. And do you tell people how old you are, Jeff?
I'm 32.
You're 32. Okay. And you said that you work at Rockwell Collins. And tell me what you do there.
I am an electronics technician.
Okay. And what does that mean?
I work on maintaining equipment and testing product to put through and sell.
Gotcha. But you told me you're also a student, right?
Correct. I am currently going to Kirkwood and plan on transferring to the University of Iowa Engineering College to continue my engineering degree.
Good for you. And this makes school a lot more possible, right?
A lot easier, yeah. Well, not really easier, just...
The financial side of it easier.
Yeah.
So you told me you've kind of had in the back of your head what you would do if you won the lottery someday. Why did you think that?
Well, I didn't really consider it a possibility. It was more of a fantasy on what would I do if I won. But, I want to make sure that my family is well taken care of. Now, future, anything. I mean, even my daughter, I want to make sure that she's actually good for college in the future. And if anything, college is free in the future, she has a good starter, good seed money to get her started in life. So, family always first.
So you live in Coralville, but you work in... Oh, and you also work in Coralville, is
correct.
That what you said? But I assume that the store where you buy your tickets is kind of in the local area, and that's why you're a regular there?
Yeah.
Okay. So the store had a pretty good idea it was you?
Well, yeah, I'm going to go in about the same time every day, and as soon as they found out that it was about that time period that the ticket was sold, they knew who I was.
Because you stop there on your way to work, is that right?
I stop in there on my way home from dropping my daughter off at daycare.
Oh, okay. So you buy like a soda or something?
Well, yeah, I go in, get myself a snack or something on my way up to school or going home, with depending on the day.
So you're a pretty busy guy. You have work, you have school, you have...
Family, house, work. No easy life.
But that's how it's supposed to work, right?
Well, as a dad, yeah. Gotta have your priorities.
How old is your daughter?
Three.
She's three. Okay.
She just turned three on Monday, actually.
So she's out of the terrible twos? No.
Anybody with kids knows now.
What is your wife's name, Jeff?
Jolene.
Regular spelling, like the
Dolly Parton song? J-O-L-E-N-E, like the song.
Yes. And is she Tomlinson as well?
Yeah.
Okay. And you talked to Jolene this morning, but you're not sure she actually believes
me. I think she's still in shock about the whole thing.
Well, so are you.
Well, a lot better now. I mean, I deal with stress a lot better than she does. So.
Oh. But you also, you told me you're a jokester.
Yeah. So, I mean, she asked repeatedly, are you kidding? Are you kidding? Are you kidding? No, check the GPS. I'm on my way to Des Moines.
I swear. Now, tell me about, so you just found out this morning that you won. Can you tell me what happened or what was going on?
Well, I walked into the store.
The same store where you bought the ticket.
Yeah, and there's a check your ticket. So I
used the self-checker.
No, I walked out to the car and I sat on my phone and I looked up on the Powerball website what the lottery numbers were. Then I looked at it as like, I walked back into the store with the ticket, give me a fucking pen.
You haven't signed it yet.
No, I haven't signed it yet. Well, I usually keep them in my center dash because I usually keep like six or seven of them and then I go check them because I hardly win anything. It's like I buy five lines at a time on a ticket, go put, and then I send all of them in and it's like 30 lines and then I win maybe $5. So it's like.
Not this time. So did you have them scan it?
Yeah, as soon as I signed it, they scanned it, and then we all took pictures of my ticket with the stub and everything else like that. And it's just, everybody was excited.
Nice.
And you told me your reaction earlier. Tell me again.
I was tearing up and shaking in the middle of the store. I just could not believe it.
And were there lots of people around?
There was one other person there. She probably put it on her Facebook already. She took a picture with her phone as well, and it was like...
It's everywhere.
It's already on Facebook. It's Iowa. It's going to be public anyways. Who gives a crap? I'll change my phone number later on. I don't care.
So you've told me, though, that basically your money is spoken for, but you have some really good uses in mind. Can you tell me about that?
I plan on paying off all of my bills, the house, my wife's car, my student loans. And then the money that is left over, I'm going to build a house that we really want. sell our current house, and the money that's part of the money from that is going to go to a college fund for my daughter.
Great. Great.
And then everything else is going to go to a CD for emergencies.
Very sensible.
Good plan.
Very sensible.
Because you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah. But you got to have some mad money, right? For a nice dinner or something?
Well, that's where my... Because I'm still going to be working, of course. And I'm making decent wage at Rockwell. So, I mean, any money from that is pretty much just going to be going into the joint account for either a vacation or a night out or anything else like that. I mean, we're not going to have any bills anymore, really. So
how
nothing
nice
major
is that?
Else. That's the one thing I like about this. Is that I hear these people, oh, you won $100 million. Just give me $100,000. I'll be happy with that. I could pay off a lot with $100,000.
So you just decided, as soon as you realized you won, you just decided, I'm coming here today.
I called in my work. I was like, you know what? I got an emergency to take care of. I didn't even tell anybody what was going on. I got to go take care of this.
Now, you told me it was an easy pick, right? So
yeah.
So you'd leave it up to the universe,
yeah, I just
right?
leave it up to the universe. I don't care.
Okay. Awesome.
Well, I mean, life is a matter of... What was that?
The universe cared this
time. Well, life is a matter of luck. It's just how you roll the dice.